We have a real songwriter on the line that we have to talk to.
Is it David Cassidy?
Yes.
Because he feels a little pressure, I believe, because I have a song too. But can we talk to him?
If we can debut your song.
David, why are you laughing?
He feels a little pressure.
Well, you're a songwriter.
You have a song too.
Well, you're a singer. You're a singer. You're a songwriter. This is new to me.
I don't know how new it is to you because I'm not, and forgive me.
That's all right.
For not knowing anything about your musical background.
Oh, you will.
That's all right. That's okay.
But God bless you for writing songs, and there is no competition.
No, it's a brotherhood, right?
Listen,
a fraternity. So
it is.
Welcome to the fraternity.
Thank you.
Here's the weird thing: David Cassidy on the line with us. It's the 40th anniversary of the Partridge Family.
Correct.
45th. Did I say 40th?
45th.
I'm sorry.
I don't know what anniversary it is. I just listen to people and agree with them.
All right. Well, here's the thing: Bill is a big. You know, it's a big day in Chicago because the Cubs are playing in the postseason.
Oh, I know. It's a big night. Mm-hmm. Oh no!
And the Blackhawks are starting.
They're in Pittsburgh, and it's I hate to say it. I'm a huge Yankee fan, but they stink.
Yeah, it didn't work.
No. And Keuchel is an amazing pitcher for the Astros.
Yep.
And the Astros were so much. I don't know. They seem so much more energetic and much more. They're younger.
Yep.
What else are you going to say? The Yankees are too old.
Yep.
And it's not like. You know, they didn't pitch well. They only gave up 3 runs, but you should be able to get 3 runs in your home field in a one-game playoff.
David, the Yankees are too old, and as soon as they announced that they were starting Catfish Hunter, I said to myself, this isn't going to work.
But I feel like
they were starting Catfish Hunter.
I feel like you two are in cahoots because Bill is not a singer. He's not a songwriter. And he was going to debut this Cubs song on the air. And lo and behold, he's saved by David Cassidy.
A real singer and songwriter.
Yeah, you planned this, Bill.
I didn't plan this. This just happened this way.
I am. And I'm coming to Bloomington, Illinois.
All right. This is the Bloomington Center for the Performing Arts.
Correct.
And
probably my last trip to Illinois. I'm really slowing down. I'm not completely retired, but semi-retired. I'm doing less and less and less shows, less and less and less travel. I still love to play.
Sure, of course.
And, every show for me now, and this is not me blowing smoke or doing any of that. I'm really not.
Mm-hmm.
I have more fun now than I have ever had.
Why is that?
I think that's because I'm an old guy now.
Oh, that could be it. Maybe that's it.
I've been doing it for like 45 years,
Yeah.
That makes a difference. Because, I played every venue on the face of the earth, from the largest to the smallest. And quite frankly, I always preferred to be in a smaller venue. And,
is it solo?
All over the planet.
Solo, or do you have band behind you? What are you doing at the Bloomington Center?
Oh, no, I go out with, I have spoons. I play spoons.
That's awesome. Fun. Good.
And somebody plays a jawbone, and of course I have a band with me.
But don't count out that spoons thing, David. You and some spoons, that's a good show.
Buddy, I've had a band with me, and I'm not lying. It's the best band I've ever played with, and I've played with the best players on the planet. I could name them, but I'm not name-dropping.
That's all right.
All right, well, I'm going to name-drop. I met a good friend of yours. Henry Diltz was in the studio with us.
Henry went on tour with me around the world.
And we saw some pictures in his exhibit of you and some cheerleaders. What a wonderful story and funny that was.
That's nothing. That's nothing. That was back in the middle 70s with the UCLA Bruins cheerleaders. Because I grew up as a teenager. I moved out from New York and New Jersey to L.A. when I was 1962, I think it was, just before I was 12. And I spent my teenage years in L.A. And John Wooden and the magnificent dynasty that he created there. So I became, and because I grew up like, I don't know, a mile from Westwood.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My school was probably a quarter of a mile from Westwood Village. And in those days, it was so simple. So I would ride my bike there every afternoon. And I'm not interested in college football or college basketball really at all. I'm interested in the NFL and Major League Baseball and the NBA, but, you know, college stuff,
I don't trust it.
I just don't trust it.
All right.
So I live in Northwestern. I'm not saying that because you're around Illinois, but
that's
I
okay.
love Northwestern.
Good.
And I love UCLA. That's it. There are no others. So I actually had a chance to be a part of the celebrations when I was a teenager on my bicycle.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
Yeah.
With the UCLA Bruins in Westwood Village, which was their, it was their campus. I was on their campus virtually 2 or 3 days a week. It was a magical time to be there because of the genius of John Wooden and the incredible vibe around it. And also the political atmosphere and everything else. It was very incredible.
Yeah.
And I was like 3 or 4 years younger than the guys that were really politically active.
Sure.
You know.
Yeah.
But it was a wonderful time to be alive, and I saw a lot of great bands and things. And after the Beatles broke in 63, when I saw, man, on a Sunday night, it was unbelievable. On a Sunday night, I saw the Ed Sullivan Show, and the next day, I was 13,
yeah.
63, I bought an electric guitar. And I began to teach myself chords to play along with Beatles songs on a record player, and taught myself a lot of it. And then I had a friend of mine who had taken lessons, and he shared a bunch of stuff with me, and we hung out together and played. Anyway, I take people, and what I'm going to do this weekend on Friday, I'm going to take people on my final journey of my musical life, how I got here.
Mm-hmm.
Play all my hits. My father was, God, I hate to use this word, but.
Go on.
He was genius.
Sure, Jack Cassidy.
Jack Cassidy was.
He was genius. Mm-hmm. And he had so much musical talent. And thanks Dad, for me inheriting a bunch of it. And my brother Sean also.
Yep.
My other two brothers inherited other parts of his. I mean, he was so, he was just a freak. You know, he was a sculptor, a painter. He could do anything.
Mm-hmm.
And I got lucky and inherited his musical prowess, and for that I'm eternally grateful to him, and I bless him every day and thank
good God for what's wrong with that good for you.
Well, we are big fans, and we have Lila who has called in to talk to you. Lila.
I had an aunt named Lila.
Oh, my
mother's side.
Well, actually Lila's my next door neighbor name, but I didn't want to say my real name, but, oh, my God, David Cassidy, I can't believe I'm talking to you. You're the cutest boy on the planet, and I just absolutely love the Partridge Family. It's the best show
on
the air. I mean, back
Thank
in the
you.
Day.
It's nice
I that love you
love
on,
the Partridge
I
Family.
I love you, Parker, on the Partridge
I think
Family.
Being known as the cutest boy on the planet means absolutely
I'm the cutest boy on the planet. And that was,
Anybody
that was the funniest show.
To have a 47-year career and professional
Lila, thank you for calling.
Or anything else. Lila, I thank you, or whatever your name is.
Well, I love you. I love the Partridge Family, and I think You're still the kind of cool. If you want to marry me, I'm divorced. I'm available. I'm 65.
So am I.
I'm a lot younger.
Oh. We've got a love
all right,
connection, Wendy.
Hang on, Lila. We'll get your
we'll
number.
We'll get you all the information. We'll send you David's home address. David, I know you get all kinds of...
Do you know where I'm playing?
Yeah,
we've been saying, but go ahead,
Bloomington
Wendy.
Center for the Performing Arts in Bloomington, Illinois. You can go to cityblm.org. This is Friday night.
Right.
All right.
Yeah. David, I know
I
you get a...
It's 7:30, actually.
7:30 start time. 7:30 kickoff. I know you get a lot of accolades for Partridge Family, but let me bring you back to a series that I remember fondly, David Cassidy, Man Undercover.
Yeah, it was very, very well received. I got an Emmy nomination for it, but not well received from the masses because they didn't want to see me be a cop.
Ah.
And also they called it David Cassidy.
Right, Man your name was in the title.
And I played a different, it's like the Loretta Young here.
Right.
I thought, when they told me that's what they were going to call it, I wanted to put a bullet in my head.
Oh, I'm glad you didn't. That
no,
would have ruined
it. No, it's horrible.
Right, right.
Stupid idea.
Right.
And unfortunately, it was from Fred Silverman, who saw that the Police Story movie was the highest rated they had ever had.
Mm-hmm.
And he instantly said, let's do a series. And I was like, oh, no. Oh, no, no, no. We're going to do a great series and this and that. And, you know, same producer. Yeah, except everybody was booked. And it was like a mid-season. It was like 6 weeks after everybody gets signed up and
are yeah.
writing staffs. There are no scripts. There's no nothing. And people don't understand that. And I understand they don't.
Well,
but
despite that.
I fell into, like, oh, okay, it's going to be the same people as the movie, which was really fantastic, which I got nominated for an Emmy for.
That's awesome. That? Hey, how are you doing on time? We have got to take a very quick break. Can you hang for a
sec? You take a break and just come to the Bloomington
right.
Performing Arts Center.
Let's do that.
Friday night at 7:30, and I'll be there, and I hope all your fans, and my fans, hopefully your fans as well, will come, because I don't think I'm coming back again, and I'm not saying that just to tease people like this is my final tour, but I probably think it will be. I'm pretty much right now semi-retired, and I think by the end of the next year I will be, but I love Chicago, and I've performed all over Illinois and love it there. I really, truly do. One of my best friends lives there, and we're hanging out together, and you'll hear the best band I've ever had, and God bless you both.
You as well.
Thanks, David. Appreciate it. It's David Cassidy.
Thank you both.
You're more than welcome.
Have a good day, and to all my fans out there, hope you come, because you can go see me again.
All right. You got it.
God bless you.
Thanks, David. You too. David Cassidy, everybody.
So nice to talk to you.
He will be at the Bloomington Center for the Performing Arts this Friday night. You want to go to cityblm.org or visit his website, davidcassidy.com.
Let's take a great break and regroup.
All right.
Wow.